A note to listeners, this next story contains language that may not be suitable for young children. A horrible crime against a Bronx school teacher has brought to light the way New York State legally defines sexual violence. Lydia Cuomo was raped at gunpoint by a police officer in 2011. She was assaulted and sodomized, but the jury didn't convict her attacker of rape. That's because of its legal definition. Her attacker later pleaded guilty to rape. Now Cuomo is part of an effort to broaden the definition of rape in New York State. Governor Andrew Cuomo, no relation to Lydia, tells WNYC he supports the theory behind two bills that are currently in committee in Albany.
I am in support of the basic concept, and the basic concept is we want to protect all victims of sexual assaults on the broadest definition of rape.
But some worry that a broadened definition could mean lighter penalties for offenders. They say grouping criminal acts together could do away with consecutive sentencing. And others say it's harder for prosecutors to prove rape than for juries to convict someone on sexual assault charges. Linda Fairstein says that's not the case. She's the former sex crimes prosecutor with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office.
I've not seen any evidence in 20 years that rape is anything that is dissuades a jury or shocks a jury or shocks the public. The occurrence of it is shocking, but I don't think the language is off-putting at all.
I recently spoke with Lydia Cuomo about her efforts to change the legal definition of rape. Lydia, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Your attacker wasn't initially convicted of rape as it's defined by New York State law. Is that what prompted your decision to come forward with your story?
Definitely. I think, my case was so public back in March when it happened, and I think I kind of had something in the back of my head that I did want to speak out and I did want to talk about it, and I wasn't really sure the way or the venue of how I was going to do that. When I read about Assemblymember Samota's bill, it resonated so much because I remember very clearly being in the courtroom in those days and waiting for the rape conviction that never happened until June, and just being, there's something unsettling when you hear, when there's, he's admitted, I've anally assaulted you, I've orally assaulted you, but that wasn't being called rape. And it was a little bit offensive, and I've used that word before. And it's very unsettling to hear that and know how that happened to you and know how I think of it in my mind, yet it wasn't being called rape. And it just didn't seem okay.
The sentencing guidelines for all of these things are pretty similar.
Definitely.
So it's not like the punishment would be different. So it really comes down to a question of language. And so you're saying the language is important here.
I do. It is language, and it is semantics. And I do think it's really, really important. I think that there's a lot of conversations around rape that need to happen and don't happen. And there's the way that we think about rape and talk about rape as a society needs to change. And I think it's really hard to do that when legally the laws don't back you up. I think for victims, it's incredibly important, and it validates everything that you've gone through or experienced. And it's a little, it takes away from your experience if legally it's not called rape.
Well, what effect do you hope the proposed changes would have?
I think for victims, it's a huge change. I think, it's such an emotionally charged word, right? Rape. Every time you say it, there's a lot that goes with it. And I think changing the way we legally define it in New York State, first I think that New York should be sort of on the forefront of it. So I think it opens up the way we talk about it, the way we think about it. And I think, it's really huge for victims to call these things what they are.
State prosecutors have raised concerns that the burden of proof for rape is more difficult than for a criminal sex act. They say, a change like the one that you've proposed could make it more difficult to obtain convictions. What are your thoughts on that?
Then first of all, everyone's very excited to work with prosecutors and come to something that they find that we can all work on together. I personally had such a great experience with the Manhattan DA's office, and I would never in a million years want to do anything that they deem would make it harder. Some of the concern is, quite honestly, I think there's a big concern that the anal, enough people consider rape, but that juries wouldn't define someone who forced an oral sexual act to be rape. I do think that, that is your job as a juror, and that is, you are instructed to follow the law as read to you, and if that is the law as read to you, that is your job to follow it fully. If as a juror you can't do that, then it's your job not to be on the juror, and that, kind of goes back to who are we getting on jurors and that process.
How has your life changed as a result of coming forward?
That's a good question. It's been a bit of a whirlwind. I think for me, talking about it helps a lot. It's weird and very surreal to have my face and picture in the paper and have, interviews like this where I'm in a classroom that has no children in it on my break from school. But, you know, I think it's good, and it's really exciting for me to be doing this, and it feels really good to be part of something that I so strongly believe in. And, you know, I think just taking my story and talking about it has a huge impact on other people, and at least on myself anyway, too.
Lydia Cuomo is a New York City school teacher, a victim of rape, who is working to broaden the definition of rape in New York state law. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No, thank you so much.